This is an item that we're not expecting immediate answers for. We realise that it's a complex issue. It's something that hasn't got voted any better. In fact, when you look at it, could be worse. And we know that there are partners working very, very hard to try and address this issue. So we thought that it warranted a task and finish group. So that's what we have done in bringing this to the agenda. We've had a couple of papers on this, and do you want to talk to the papers at all, Jack?
Just briefly, really, just to say that I am appreciative that there was a working group to address this, but basically I was asked if I could come and comment on how we ensure there's a safe discharge from the hospital. And so it's sort of a brief presentation that I put there just highlights the number of groups that we have working together to make sure that we facilitate safe discharge from the hospital. And the key group in that is the integrated discharge group, which has social services, has people from the CCG, has people from the community, and people from the trust that sit at that group that meet on a daily basis to plan out discharges and track all of the complex discharges out of the hospital. I've been at the hospital for 3 months, and I would say over that 3 month period, I have seen that team really grow and begin to work as a united team, as opposed to disparate parts of the system coming together. They really have begun together as a team. This weekend, Laura and I were both on, and it was really amazing to see how those teams work together to make sure that they got people out of the hospital and that they manage that in a safe way. Nonetheless, we know that this is a hugely complicated system, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong and do go wrong. And we had an event in December where we worked through to see if we could start to unpick some of the issues, and we found a considerable number of issues that we addressed, primarily around communication, but also a lot around language in terms of what does language mean, because it means different things to different people. For instance, what does medical mean? It actually can mean quite a few things. And there's, it's hugely complicated. There's huge amounts of forms, and we want to streamline all of that as well. So we had that event, we listed up a number of things. And on Wednesday, we're having another event, which will be much bigger, much more in depth, much better resource, and out of that will come an action plan as well that we can report on at a later date if you would like, in terms of how we are improving and making sure that we get safe discharge from the hospital.
Thank you. Any further questions on this item? Brian?
If you could help with that, if there's an action plan you mentioned, we'll bring something to you next time.
There's the task, we'll see the action plan for the task and finish really. Yeah. Michael, is there anything you want to say?
I was going to propose that we set up the task and finish group.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, we do propose to set up a task and finish group. So, and we'll detail the members in accordance with that. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Warren.
Chair, I wonder if I may just add an update in terms of where we are. I know that information we've shared with the trust around a event that another social care hospital in terms of the impact of the other social care services are having on discharge at the hospital. The event was shared, and I understand that the health committee was sent to the police office in terms of reference for those. I have spoken with these issues, you wish to see them. In essence, on the 7th of February, check the care and health improvement service up the government association will be visiting the island to undertake a peer review of the adult social care involvement in relation to discharge. We've involved our partners in trust and our partners in the city. strategy, and is intended to provide slightly different view from a part of the task force the subject. In some cases, it's used to prepare their own parts of a number of interviews in terms of what they're delivering. Those who use daily touch on the adult social care impact certainly hasn't been featured in terms of areas of improvement. So the decision we made to go out and seek that support so that we can identify internally for the majority what we can be doing better or more of or differently to support the system in terms of this structure as well.
Chair, thank you, because I just missed who the group were. You said the LJ. Thank you.
Laura, thank you very much. That's a really proactive thing, and I think that I think this is going to be a very constructive bit of work for doing this all. So, you know, as we inform the class and finish room, then I'm sure things will evolve from there. Thank you.
Michael's proposed it in
George's second. Right, okay. So we have a proposal, we have a second there. Can we vote on it? Right, so yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we see